USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Every time we have a disaster in others, it shows the very best of this country working together and coming together.
Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy saying Americans should take a deep breath and realize the U.S. has faced much worse problems in its history than a coronavirus outbreak. McCarthy also praising the president's leadership in the growing coronavirus crisis. After last night, the president announced a 30-day travel ban on a couple of dozen countries in Europe to try to stem the tide of the outbreak here.
The president last night, I think, took decisive and the correct action that was needed. These measures are in addition to the work that the president took earlier.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average off its lows of earlier today. It had dropped nearly 2,200 points in early trading, sparking a 15-minute break as investors are still fleeing stocks because of the coronavirus outbreak. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A second Utah Jazz player in the NBA testing positive for the coronavirus. Superstar Donovan Mitchell has now tested positive for it, hours after center Rudy Gobert was diagnosed with it. That's what led to the NBA last night announcing it was suspending the remainder of the season until further notice. Meanwhile, the National Hockey League is advising its teams today not to hold any morning skates practices or team meetings. As the league announced last night, it's going to announce later today how it's planning to move forward during this pandemic. The nation's unemployment lines a bit shorter last week. The Labor Department reporting that around 211,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's 4,000 fewer than the week before. Biggest increases in claims in New York, California, and Ohio. The steepest declines in claims in Massachusetts, Illinois, and North Carolina. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There have been U.S. casualties after a deadly airstrike in Iraq.
A barrage of rockets fired at a military base in Iraq has caused American casualties. A U.S. defense official says two service members were killed along with a British national. 30 rockets were fired at Camp Taji from a mobile truck launcher. 18 of them hit inside the camp. The rockets were similar to those used in previous attacks by Shiite militias. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The man serving a life sentence for his role in the D.C. sniper murders nearly two decades ago is now married. The Washington Post reporting Lee Boyd Malvo married an unidentified woman last week at a prison in Virginia. That's the state where the then 17-year-old Malvo and John Allen Muhammad were convicted in 2002 of killing two people. Muhammad was executed 11 years ago for the killings in Virginia and in Maryland. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is back in the spotlight, not for politics, but for singing. Palin was revealed as a contestant on The Masked Singer after she sang Baby Got Back while wearing a bear costume in last night's edition. The celebrity judges on the popular game show thought maybe it was Christina Applegate or Tina Fey rapping the Sir Mix-a-Lot hit, but Palin called it the weirdest thing she'd ever done. Said it was all about fun, though, and unity. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.